Sister Benedicta stood out from among those brought to the prison camp because of her great calmness and recollection. The cries, distress, and confused state of the new arrivals was indescribable. Sister Benedicta went among the women as an angel of mercy, calming and helping them. Many of the mothers were on the verge of madness, succumbing to a black and brooding melancholia. They neglected their children and could only weep in dumb despair. Sister Benedicta took care of the little children, washing them and combing their hair, and bringing them food and looking after their other basic needs. Stein was gassed at Auschwitz in 1942, along with her sister. Had she lived in happier and safer times, she might have encouraged women's involvement in politics, a cause that had always been dear to her heart. She once wrote, "The nation doesn't simply need what we have, it needs what we are." Carmelite Doctors of the Church. Three Carmelite mystics, Teresa of Avila, 1970, John of the Cross, 1926, and Thérèse of Lisieux, 1997, have all received the title Doctor of the Church from the Catholic Church. The title, so far given to only 33 people in the last two millennia, means that the person's life and teaching demonstrate both eminent learning and a high degree of spiritual sanctity, and that therefore all Christians can benefit from their teachings. The title does not imply that their teachings are free of error or infallible, or that they have always lived in a perfect way. Teresa and Thérèse are two of only three women to be declared Doctors of the Church. The third is the Dominican mystic Catherine of Siena, 1347-80, declared a doctor in 1970. Despite her humble background, Catherine corrected the dignitaries of the violent Italian society of her day with impunity. For example, she told Pope Urban VI to control his harsh and violent temper, lest he undermine her efforts at conflict resolution, and got away with it. "You know that you do ill, but like a sick and passionate woman, you let yourself be guided by your passions." Catherine's message to the Queen of Naples, suspected of murdering her husband. The fact that all three women doctors were mystics underlines a paradox of many mystics' lives. On the one hand, they live an ascetic life according to an ancient rule, avoiding worldly power or publicity. None of these three women would have been permitted a formal role in the hierarchy of the Catholic Church, for example. On the other hand, mystics often experience considerable intellectual and social freedom, which leads to significant achievements.